Okay, so let's go down to the second part of the garden, and we're walking past two of my favourite grasses. The one on the left is Miscanthus sinensis male partus, which has beautiful purple flowers, and then in autumn it's really rusty and beautiful and gold. And on the right there's plantation of Stipa gigantea, which looks fantastic when the sun shines through it.
We've arrived now in the new garden.
Funny enough, it's not the newest anymore.
No, it's getting a bit like the New Forest, very old. But anyway, here it is, and this, just to confuse everybody, is planted in rows, and it's not a vegetable garden. It is an ornamental garden with quite a few ornamental grasses once again, and a lot of perennials. The rows work so that when you're sitting on the seat at the end, you face the layers going upwards, but as you walk past, you see the plants in their rows.
And I should just say that this is one of a series of garden rooms that we've made, and the rooms are defined, the walls of the rooms are yew hedging, which are now 6 feet to 8 feet high, and which we put in as 6 to 8 inches high. So we've made a whole series of enclosed smaller gardens within the garden as a whole.